Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Kyle, NW MMA Fighters, and welcome to the Championship Rounds, episode number 8, live out here in the city. Great day. It's June 4th. It's like 60-some degrees. Nice little breeze going down, so it's like being outside right now is the only thing that makes sense. So, first of all, got to handle business, so apologize for the date mix-up for UFC Utica last week, covering that. It was totally off base. I was a day off. Still getting my groove back doing these individual shows, so I apologize for that. And speaking of UFC Utica, so let's take the blame off me for a second and talk about the NYSAC as usual. They reared their ugly freaking dome like they always do. The Jessica Aguilar Jody Esquivel fight was canceled. Just a insane chain of events for that. Jessica Aguilar had chapped lips. I haven't dug any farther into it because I was personally, as a fan, just incredibly frustrated. So, in my opinion, not just UFC, but MMA in general, every time they go to New York, it's a catastrophe. So, really, the only thing that makes sense is to stay out of New York. And that's not possible, right? It's a huge market, huge sports market, tons of people. But something's got to give here, you know? I mean, in a perfect world, you just say, screw it, we're not coming back. But that's not even a solution. And I guarantee you that's on nobody's mind. But for the most part, something does need to be done, though. I mean, as a fan, it's frustrating. I still think UFC 223 was just a sick joke. And, of course, you know, it's just one thing after another with them. I'd be curious to see if anybody knows, anybody has some information, insider info, whatever, how much pull the NYSAC has. It'd be nice to know. There were a lot of rumors with the 223 that they stopped Max Holloway's weight cut. There was no doctors involved, blah, 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 you know, all that stuff. I'm not going to make speculation, because I don't know. But overall, just another weird situation in New York with the UFC event especially. It seems like UFC has the most trouble. And another thing UFC has the most trouble with is fighters making weight. That's another thing that something's got to be done here. So with that said, moving on from that, again, I apologize for the date mix-up. My God, that was just an embarrassing, pretty ridiculous thing to do. But UFC 225. Got some good fights. Prelims are on FS1, Saturday, June 9th. I know that for a fact. You can take that one to the bank because it is Saturday, June 9th. Now, the prelims has a great fight between two top 10s in the strawweight division for the UFC. Claudia Gadella versus Carla Esparza. Carla Esparza was the first strawweight champ in the UFC. So those two going at it will be an absolute joy to watch. Not big fans of each other. You got that going on, and just a electrifying fight on the prelims. I love when prelims have rock-solid matchups like that. I mean, they rarely disappoint, and, you know, sometimes prelims are just incredible. But on paper, that fight is electrifying, absolutely. So, you know, that's one worth checking out, definitely. I want to say they start at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I believe main card on pay-per-view is 10 p.m. Eastern time, I believe. I'm just going to say I believe from now on, so, it is what it is. UFC 225, the main card, Holly Holm versus Megan Anderson, that has been moved to the main card. A lot of people freaked out about that. I'm more freaked out about the CM Punk thing myself, but, you know, whatever. I guess he sells tickets, I'm not sure. Don't really know how, but he does. Anyway, Holm versus Anderson. Great matchup. You know, Holly Holm is battle tested. She's proven. She took down one of the all-time greats. She has been in the UFC for a while. She doesn't turn anybody down. She went the distance with Cyborg. Had a great showing in 5 rounds. So Holly Holm's dangerous. Megan Anderson making her UFC debut. Long time coming. So she was the featherweight Invicta champion for a while. I'm sure they'll be looking for a title holder there soon. Speaking of Invicta, their next title is the Atomweight title. So that'll be a good time. That's in July. And I would assume that maybe the flyweight belt will be on the line again next time around, September-ish. maybe two belts with that featherweight title in there. But we'll see. You know, and also depends, you know, with Anderson, you know, is she going to stay? You know, a lot of it depends on how it goes, I think. I know that people are excited to watch it. People who are excited to watch it are still fairly outspoken against it being on the main card. But overall, the UFC 225 main card is rock solid. The main event itself is worth the price of admission, in my opinion. Meantime, Holly Holm gets to fight. You know, she's a great stand-up fighter. Megan Anderson's got a great style. She's a true featherweight. So I am going to come out of left field. I'm going to sit here and continue feeding the insanity that is me, that you've all gotten accustomed to. I'm going to say Anderson's going to win by decision. Holm's probably going to win, but I'm throwing it out there. Because, you know, I'm insane. And like I said, never take my bets to the bank. Prelim, Claudia Gadelha versus Carla Esparza. I'm giving this one to Claudia. She needs a win. She knows she needs a win. She wants to win. She will win. Claudia Gadelha will win that fight. Now, one thing I did not want to cover is this bare-knuckle boxing stuff. So we're going to hit on it for a minute. So Beck Rawlings, she competed in that bare-knuckle boxing, which I think it's ridiculous. You know, it is what it is. It's one of those things that, is it going to grow? Is it ever going to come back? I haven't dug into it. I didn't want to be a part of it, but congratulations to her for winning second round TKO. You know, my notes here have it as bare-knuckle nonsense, because I think it's crazy. So I'd love to hear everybody's input on this. I heard it was very entertaining as far as fights go, which is good. You know, I mean, it's always fun to have a good night of fights. I've seen pictures and stuff and some videos and whatnot, and GIFs, and it's GIF, I don't care what anybody says. You know, saw a lot. It was bloody. It was brutal. So, yeah, that's yeah. I mean, I'm kind of speechless that it existed. You know, I didn't think something like that would ever happen. It's been well over 100 years since the last sanctioned being the keyword, bare-knuckle competition took place. So, you know, it is what it is. Beck posted some interesting pictures of her hands, so check those out. I mean, all the fighters, right? That's to be expected. So, did a lot of work on the website over the weekend. Got some rankings on there live. We're coming up with the bantamweight and featherweight rankings very soon. Those will be within the next couple of days. So I'd love to hear some input on that. I would love to hear some input on everything we talked about, especially the Holm vs. Anderson and the bare-knuckle boxing thing. If you think it's coming back, what's going on with that? If you think that's the new trend and that's where this kind of combat sports is heading to, I have a hard time believing it is. But, you know, if it does, it does. I mean, you gotta adapt, I guess. This week we have at least one live stream this weekend, more than likely going to be a Saturday afternoon. If you missed the live streams last weekend, we had an awesome one at 10 a.m. Eastern on Facebook with Shanna Young. That was great. She fights this week at Valor 50, which is where she had her first fight. So it's fun to talk to Shanna. She's ready to go. And then we had Lindsey Van Zandt coming on talking nutrition. So we got Dr. Howard, a chiropractor that a lot of fighters see, a lot of Invicta fighters see, and he's going to come on and spend some time with us Saturday afternoon, so I'm super excited about that. More website work coming up. Upcoming fights have been updated to an extent. Quite a few fights on there, so keep that up. Mentioned to Lindsey that we're working on an app, and part of the app is going to be a pick'em. So I don't want to say fantasy because that's not what it is, but it's going to be pick'em with leaderboards, monthly and all-time leaderboards. So it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to throw in some giveaways in there, get people excited about talking about the WMMA fights coming up, and we're going to keep those tied to upcoming fights, and it's going to be beyond UFC and Invicta. Bellator is going to include one, it's going to include King of the Cage, it's going to include Valor, going to include all these promotions, amateur and pro. It's just going to help us get better, and it's going to give you something fun to do, so it'll be a lot of fun. Look forward to that. Kayla Rocco, we're going to try and get her this week. If not, it'll be next week. She won her fight last weekend and is one step closer to an Invicta contract. So pretty busy weekend, busy week upcoming for us, and look forward to episode 9 of Championship Rounds. But until then, Everybody have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.